I choose to go to Lebanon and work with refugees as my personal choice. It's not my first time being there. I visited Lebanon, Beirut for 1 month 2 years ago, where I did Arabic course. And frankly speaking, I'm not big fan of Beirut because it's a crowded city. But this experiment taught me really about my own limits, fears, which are great, but also about that there is something more than me. So what matters, maybe I would say, if I love, I can surpass or I can live with my fears, and I can convey certain message to other people, to I can recognize brothers and sisters. So my experience was at the beginning quite difficult, because out of like 12 weeks or 13 weeks, first six weeks I was sick. Three first weeks with food poisoning or water contamination, which I lost a lot of weight, and fever, whatever, quite very tough, especially in the foreign country. And once I got better, I got flu. So it was very tough for me. But after that, when I saw that for what I am there, really, I useless, I could maybe experience a kind of their inability. So share something which is part of the life of refugees, but in different way, manifests itself in different way. So I learned maybe
solidarity.
Maybe solidarity, yes. And it's not about great works or great opportunities and ideas, projects, but about giving yourself, really.
And did they appreciate your presence? Did you feel it was worth being there for them?
Actually, yes. Maybe what they like. Let's say I would say that I worked. The rest of my work was in center of Franz van der Lucht, and
that's the Jesuit who was murdered by ISIS.
He was murdered 7th of April 2014 in Homs in Syria. But we don't know really by whom, but he was a person very significant for Muslims and Christians, really. He was like really father for them. And the center in Beirut is named by him, and it's a center which provides also schooling for kids, for refugees, and some medical care. And I was working with children, teaching English and kind of peace education. And the staff there, both Muslims and Christians, most of them, they are refugees themselves. What they were, maybe, what they found interesting, that priests can be also quite joyful, or let's say relaxed. So for them it was, and even for me it was quite nice to know that they like someone who is, I would say, easygoing, and maybe they also ask me, why have you come here? You know. So if nothing, only just presence. I saw this, that, or I felt this, that just my presence there is speaking to them more than the work I did or whatever.
And interesting, you said there that Muslims and Christians, refugees together, it's not just a polarized reality, because I think sometimes people, there is a tendency to maybe brand all Muslims so erroneously as if they were as extreme like ISIS.
Of course, I would say one of the big threat of which is also present in each conflict is just generalization. What I experienced there, let's say just kids, out of 300 kids or I mean children there, 80% of them are Muslims, and among those Muslims they are both Shia and Sunni. So even for kids it's interesting, and I would put maybe one my nice experience, which I had very, very deep for me. Before this first anniversary of assassination of Father Franz van der Lucht, me and one, she's a Muslim, Fatima, our psychologist there for kids, we prepared kind of classes for kids where we spoke about the similarities and differences between Christians and Muslims. We were speaking about what Muslims know about Christians, and Christian kids were just, let's say, confirming or adjusting, and the opposite. And we were speaking also about Father Franz van der Lucht as an example of someone who cares for both, who both groups, or not just both groups, different groups appreciate it. Muslims, Christians, whatever, let's say, divisions are between them. And my deep experience was that at the end of each class, I asked children to pray in silence for peace in their countries, either for Iraq or Syria. Muslims, they prayed in their way, Christians in their way. And I saw, it's for me it was very moving to see kids praying silently together for the peace. I think it's a quite a strong message. Mm. Also add that this black and white seeing perception is very inaccurate, because Muslims themselves really are those also who are persecuted and killed, as we see. It's not that all are really fanatics. No, I just staff, half of our staff of JRS, they're Muslims, and they fled to save their lives.
Because ISIS would have attacked them as well if they weren't, say, from the Sunni tradition.
Let's say they were Sunni even, but they were, let's say, the problem were was because they were, let's say, Kurdish, so it's a problem. Who wants to have a problem, he will find the reason. It's very vast, I would say, range of people who are fleeing.
It's a fascism, really, isn't it? It's a fascist, and so they pick who their victims are.
You put it rightly. When I was in Iraq, Christians, how they called ISIS is the fascists.
You're finished your internship and you're heading back to Slovakia on Monday. What would be, if you were to pick one thing that has really meant something to you in this year, and you can say more than one, but what would you say, I'm taking this back, this has been a transformation for me this year?
Maybe I would say this God's presence. Because for me it was quite, I have to admit, quite difficult to come to Ireland. It's a lovely country, but the difficulty for me was that I was quite well active with pastoral work, with young adults. So having quite a nice network of people, really, where I could feel really like at home, and coming to different place, coming here, it meant for me really something totally, totally new. And surprise for me was really that now, reflecting after this almost 1 year here, I met a lot of people. Let's say just Slovak community who are living there, and they're quite active in their faith. This was a great gift. They were a great gift for me, really, that I could be present with them like a priest. And they are of my age. They came, let's say, 10 years ago here. So most of them, they are starting now, having their families, so getting married. So it's something for me very nice, very, very human. So I would conclude with this, that as there is a title on book, God of Surprises, I would say that God is also, he's present here, and he taught me that more than trying to hold any particular, let's say, gift, he's always far more enough generous to give me more gifts. So it's kind of learning to let go and let accept the new and newness. Something kind of being like a channel. Saying this it's also quite tough because it's not so easy to let go and to go to something which is unknown. Because at least for my part, I'm happy with something, you know, safe where I am. So, and something uncertain, future, it's also kind of uncertainty. So it's there, but there is exactly the space for hope and faith, and also to love.